You're listening to SBS News.
Lakshmi Rajantharan is a 17-year-old attending high school in Sydney's West. She's among 1.7 million candidates in Australia preparing for their final year exams. Like most students, Lakshmi is feeling the pressure.
Yeah, definitely stressed out, yeah. Not being able to get into the course that I want to and or getting into the uni that I want to and probably like disappointing my parents with their expectations they have on me. So those are some like issues that are running through my head whilst I prepare for this big moment.
Lakshmi's exam subjects include advanced maths, English, business studies and economics. The budding entrepreneur dreams of starting her own venture one day and hopes to qualify for a business degree at Sydney's University of Technology. High marks are essential. However, like most candidates nationwide, Lakshmi's senior years were disrupted by COVID, and she says the impacts are still being felt.
COVID has had a huge impact on that wise, and I feel like the way we have preparing our study routine and stuff has definitely changed as well. I have lost contact and touch with friends especially, and I feel like my sleep schedule has differed as well.
Losing sleep over study stress is a growing problem among the 600 young people surveyed by mental health provider Reach Out Australia. Its director of service is Jackie Hallen.
It's gone from around a third to over 70% reporting that their sleep has been impacted this year. Long-term sleep deprivation, that's a really big concern from both a mental and a physical health perspective.
With big exams fast approaching, half of the young people surveyed report feeling stressed, which is usual. What's unusual this year is that more students are anxious about their future too. Reach Out CEO Ashley De Silva explains.
They're feeling pressure around what will the future look like for me? How will I transition into future work or into employment?
The impacts of severe stress can be long term, and Mr. De Silva advises parents to watch out for these danger signs.
The tipping points where you start to see a prolonged exposure to some changes in behaviour, and they can be things like having trouble focusing or even withdrawing from things that they'd normally get a lot of joy out of, so socialising or sports, etc. So it's important to keep an eye on those things and see if they're actually persisting.
Reach Out is funded by the Health Department with corporate backing and offers young people mental health and peer support. Ms. Hallen urges those feeling the pressure to get online.
A really popular resource that we see on Reach Out is the Check In With Yourself quiz. So young people can come, answer a few simple questions, and it really gives them an overview of how they're going and some guided resources that they can check out that are really tailored to their experience. You can come into the community, it's a moderated safe space, and you can share what's going on for you, but you can also read other people's experience. And what we've heard is that that in itself, reading that other people are going through the same experience, can provide immediate relief for the distress that you're feeling.
On the upside, Ms. Hallen says since COVID hit, more students are having conversations about mental health and using wellness techniques to better cope. HSC student and budding future psychologist Ella Raxall is among them.
I actually have gotten into meditation. I think that's something that I've come to realise is actually very helpful. A key de-stressor, I think, for me, particularly at the moment, getting out of the house and going on walks, I think that's something that especially helps as well.
Macquarie University psychology professor Viviana Wuthrich says high stress levels can also impair students' concentration and reduce their performance in exams, and so needs careful management.
So it is a really important time for people to learn, how do I de-stress when I need to? How do I switch off when I need to? How do I regulate my emotions? And learning what things work for them. Socialising with others, taking a long shower, doing some exercise, playing some nice music. We all have to learn what works for us.
For Lakshmi Rajantharan, some of the exam worries have now eased.
I just got early offer for UTS. It's a huge dream come true.
Alan Lee, SBS News.